Chapter 24. A Hero Vanquished. The Crucius Portus II shook with explosions as Squad Paris ran to the inner firing room and took up position overlooking the breached gate. The inner bastion projected but a little way from the wall interior, so from his station, Justinian could see only a few feet into the hole bored through the gates. The metal glowed still with its melting. There was a moment of quiet where his suit sang soft alarms. Several systems were damaged and its hermetic sealing compromised. He could no longer trust it to protect him from the enemy's diseases. He shut the toxins off. There was nothing that could be done for the damage now. He sighted his bolt rifle into the bailey. A bowed line of terminators awaited the enemy. 1,000 guns were trained on the entrance. A moment of silence. Every warrior was still, gun pointed at the breach. Breath stilled in throats. Through the tunnel, battle cries echoed. The enemy emerged into a wall of death. Mortarian sons came in fighting, pushing heavy shields in front of them, lobbing their poison grenades over the top and shooting with admirable discipline through firing slits. No protection, mundane or divine, could shield them from the blaze the Nova Marines pumped into that breach. Dozens fell, their shields burned through by las cannons and melter beams. But there were so many, driven on by a boundless hatred for the Space Marines, and they kept coming, those behind forcing the bloated dead forward. Inch by inch, death by death, the Death Guard gained the bailey and spread out. Then the shields opened, and they poured outwards. At that moment, many more fell, tumbling like the petals of a withered flower, but every wave felled allowed those behind to advance further, coming closer to the first company's guns. The noise was tremendous, deafening to auto-sensors. Justinian's systems damped out the din, leaving him with the muffled crackle of innumerable gunshots and a hiss of white noise. Squad Paris fired down on the inside of the gateway. The Death Guard was so tightly packed they could not miss. Ancient helmets were cracked wide. Beings that should have perished 300 generations ago were finally ended. Perhaps all would have been well if the battle had continued in this way. But on the outside, on the killing fields, the enemy were coring their way through the wall unopposed. The defenders of the outer line were dead from disease and poisons or withdrawn to the inner surface. Plague Marines were not the only warriors in the enemy's army.
"The wall is breached at Holdfast Row 7, requesting aid!"
Justinian ignored it. Row 7 was half a mile away, too far off to help. His battle was here, by the gate. More pressing were Voxnet reports of a breach closer to hand.
"Get to the door," he ordered Maxentius Drontio. "Cover the ingress."
No sooner had his second reached the portal than he shouted back into the room.
"They are coming up the inner corridor."
Justinian swore and snapped off three more shots with his bolt rifle. He joined Maxentius Drontio. A lateral corridor ran along the inside of the wall, linking the inner defenses together. A set of reinforced doors was broken 100 yards away, and Plague Marines were making their way along towards Squad Paris's position, the last on the line. Men attacked them from the bunkers to the side, but they were swatted down as the enemy cleared the fighting galleries and redoubts one by one. Justinian opened fire. Maxentius Drontio joined him. Their bolts peppered the lead warrior, a giant in putrid green whose armor ran with black juices. He danced a jig to the bolt's impact, absorbing enough explosive force to kill a platoon of normal men, until, with a sighing groan, he finally collapsed. His comrades took stock of the armored inset doorway Justinian and Maxentius Drontio sheltered in, and withdrew.
14 times we hit him before he had the manners to die, said Maxentius Drontio,
taking cover from the enemy.
Crack grenades, said Justinian.
They tossed a handful up the way. The strangled bangs of implosions drove the foe further back.
Seal the bunker door. Michaelis, cover it.
The blast door slammed into position, its piston lock engaging with a solid thump.
We shall kill as many of those outside as we can, before those within the wall get into our position, said Justinian.
Aye, said Maxentius Drontio, because they will get in.
Justinian returned his attention to the outside. The situation in the bailey had taken a turn for the worse. The many breaches in the wall forced Devaro to divert men who had been holding back the foe at the gate. Alarms blared everywhere, barely loud enough to be heard over the endless roar of guns. Enemy were emerging from the wall corridors inside the defences.
There were few at first, a mere distraction, but they kept on coming. Outflanked, the Nova Marines took significant casualties. The Terminators stood firm, their weapons smoking as they fired and fired, but warriors in power armor around them were not so lucky. Many fell to plasma beam and bolt, while their serfs rushing to reload their master's weapons were annihilated, and guns starved for want of bullets. Justinian and his men fired from on high into the press of heretic Astartes, their weapons having little effect. For a few minutes, battle wavered on a knife edge. The Nova Marines held back the Death Guard. Then a critical point was passed. No fresh ammunition was forthcoming for the First Company. Guns fell silent as they ran dry, or their owners were shot down. Ground was gained by the Sons of Mortarion. Without the sustained fire of the First Company, more Death Guard made it into the Bailey. Soon the space was packed with 100. Howling madly, the enemy launched themselves into ferocious hand-to-hand fighting with the Terminators.
"They are through!" snarled Justinian, snapping off shots into the heaving mass of broken armor and diseased flesh beneath the bunker.
Brucellus was rummaging through the crates upon the floor.
"Brother Sergeant, we are running low on ammunition," he said.
"Numbers," said Justinian, still firing.
15 magazines," Brucellus said.
"Divide them out, now, no more pauses."
A banging started at the door, then the loud click of magnets locking into place. A fusion roar followed moments later.
"Melters,"
said Michaelis. He shifted his gun to cover the door. Metal creaked. The door held.
"Ceramite laced. They will be a while getting through that. They still have to bring up something better to crack our shell," said Maxentius Drontio. "They shall, and they will."
Justinian looked around at his men.
"Until they do, we fight on. Fire until all rounds are spent."
An awful buzzing sound, loud as 100 chainswords, imposed itself over the battle's noise.
"By the throne, what now?" said Achilleos.
His wounded arm hung loose at his side, but his bolt pistol smoked in his right hand. Justinian turned back to the firing slit to see a fresh horror emerge. From the hole in the gate burst a cloud of flies. They were winged and had composite eyes, six legs, and all the other characteristics and form of Terran insects, but the similarity was superficial. They were demon kind, a pestilence from the plague god's realm, and they carried death on their wings. They boiled past the bunker firing slit, obscuring the view for a moment, then swirled down and dived upon the defenders in the Bailey. The demon flies swarmed the defenders. Where they touched, they killed. Armor corroded into flakes of nothing. The space marines within reduced to disease-ridden cripples. Out the swarm fanned, corrupting everything it touched, clogging the workings of those machines it did not outright destroy. Into the heart of this came a massive one-horned figure clad in ancient Terminator plate, an enormous scythe in his hands. From his back sprouted bony chimneys, and from them issued the flies in unending streams.
"By the golden throne of terror, that is Typhus, first captain of the Death Guard," said Maxentius Drontio. "If I had but the chance at him myself." "Pray he does not hear you," said Justinian. "He will end us all."
The Herald of Nurgle and Vector of the Destroyer Hive had arrived on the field. A Terminator moved to stop him. Typhus held out one hand, and the veteran sank to his knees, coughing up black blood through his breathing grill. Swinging his scythe, Typhus pushed through the line holding the breach, cutting space marines in half as if they were armored in paper. Behind Typhus were his personal guard of Terminators, all as bloated and unstoppable as he. They followed, engaging their estranged white and blue-clad kin in duels, continuing a battle begun long, long ago. Justinian's remaining men blazed away at the traitor captain's honor guard. Their bolts flashed to nothing on ancient Aegis shields or exploded harmlessly on gnarled armor. Typhus strode brazenly for the land raiders behind the Terminators. The amount of fire coming down from the wall's inner surface slackened. Justinian continued to aim and fire methodically, his shots screaming off the cowlings of the enemy Terminators below. But he was unable to see far through the swarm of the hive, and the flies were spreading, killing everything. Pleas for help and panicked reports were shouted across the vox channels, all delivered to a background of weapons fire and the awful chants of the traitors.
Behind the Terminators came more plague warriors and demons, and now they flooded in, pulling down the veterans of the Nova Marine's first company, widening the gaps and letting yet more filth through. The disciplined volleys of fire from the back of the Nova Marine's line degenerated into local firefights as the enemy forced their way through the first company and engaged them at close quarters. The Land Raiders' engines growled and they rolled backwards, putting distance between themselves and the attack, continually firing on the Death Guard as they formed a second line deeper down the main transitway. Typhus walked into their fire fearlessly. Las cannon blasts caromed off his energy shielding. He held up his hand again. Air rippled about his fist. Energy crackled around his fingers and he swung his arm violently aside. A Land Raider slid into the wall, tracks squealing. Typhus squeezed closed his fist and the tank crumpled, shattered plates of armor banging off the walls and knocking loyal men down. There was a roaring of fire from the back of the Imperial line. Billows of violet-tinged flame burned through the demon flies from left and right, clearing them from the air. A squad of the Grey Brothers, armed with long-hafted force weapons and armored in silver Terminator plate, moved to block Typhus's path. With them came Chapter Master Dovaro of the Nova Marines and his Honor Guard.
"Drive them back!" called Dovaro. "Cast them out! We march for Macragg!"
In wordless challenge, Typhus raised his scythe. Warp lightning cracked upon its blade. Justinian drew a bead on the first captain. He had rarely had a finer shot. He pulled the trigger, and the gun clicked empty. Cursing, he slammed home another magazine, but by then had lost his chance and could find no easy target. The melee was too intense down there at the center. Typhus moved with horrible grace, his enormous diseased body no hindrance to his skill. His giant scythe was a weapon unsuited to combat. Typhus wielded it as if it were as carefully balanced as a rapier. Sickly light glowed around his hands and the blade of his man-reaper. The warriors of the Grey Brotherhood jabbed and slashed at him with skill almost the equal of his, and their helms shone with nimbuses of pure warp power, but Typhus had been fighting for 10,000 years. He had been steeped in magic since he was a child. His mastery of blade and the warp were complete. One of the Grey Brothers fell to a spear of black light. A second was bisected by Typhus's scythe. The halberds could find no way through to the first captain. The slippery wood of his scythe blocked them when it should have broken. The corroded head foiled every thrust and cut. Three remained. Typhus forced them back, cutting the arm from one with a blurring sweep of rusty steel. The Grey Knight fell with a cry, black veins of corruption spreading from his wound and already marring the majesty of his battleplate. A cry went out.
"Typhus! Traitor, lord of disease and filth! I challenge you! I defy you!"
Bardan Dovaro, master of the Nova Marines, stepped forward to fight. With a warlock's might, Typhus swatted aside the last two Grey Knights. His bodyguard fell on them, their own scythes rising and falling through arcs of blood. Dovaro's men moved to intercept the bodyguard, squaring off with the three warriors as their lords dueled. There was no posturing, no talk. The two attacked each other furiously. Both were armored in Terminator plate. Dovaro's was of the nimbler Indomitus type, Typhus's of the Cataphracti mark, slower but equipped with powerful field generators. Dovaro committed to a series of punishingly fast attacks, his double-handed power sword crackling. Typhus stepped back, twirling his scythe about in both hands, deflecting blows that would have deceived and ended any other foe.
"Dovaro is pressing the traitor," Brucellus shouted. "Victory is in sight."
It seemed it was. The chapter master fought with such prowess that Justinian thought Typhus would fall and the day would be won. He watched, spellbound, at the skill on display. Typhus retreated a few more steps, patient as time, until he saw an opening Justinian did not. His scythe moved with ruthless certainty, cleaving armor. Dovaro stopped with a jerk. His battleplate's supplementary musculature twitched by confused sensory inputs. His sword fell. He reached up to grasp the scythe's head, buried up to the haft in his chest. Wet laughter boomed from Typhus's white helm. He ripped the scythe back. The length of the blade burst through Dovaro's ribcage, its disruption field annihilating ceramite, bone, and flesh.
What was left of Devaro's innards were hooked from their seat and scattered across the floor. The chapter master died immediately.
All is lost, said Brucellus. Do not speak so, snarled Justinian.
His reaction to the chapter master's death was surprisingly personal. A hero like Devaro he could have followed. In their dismay, the Nova Marines stood firm, but the lesser men were losing heart. Such fear they had endured, such terror, that Justinian was surprised they had lasted this long. The loyalist line began to waver.
Target the traitor's bodyguard! Rip away his protection!
Justinian opened fire again, tapping into the coldness of his anger to keep his aim straight. His bolt flew true, but every shot was turned aside by the traitor's energy fields and heavy plate. Bolts exploded all around Typhus's men as the remaining space marines within the wall and ranged between the tanks of the land raider line fired at them. A single warrior fell, an eyeless carcharodon-toothed horror whose terminator plate was held together by twists of rusting wire. The rest laughed, shrugging off impacts that would have blown apart a dreadnought, and continued with their slaughter. They reaped a bountiful harvest of flesh for their lord. The floor of the bailey ran with blood, and they pressed forward hard. The fire from the inner surface of the wall dropped to nothing. The enemy were coming through in several positions. Soon the Death Guard would be in among the tanks, and the final line would fall. Justinian ran through his magazine rapidly. When he reached to his belt for a replacement, there was none.
Ammunition!
He called.
We have none, said Brucellus. Brother, something occurs outside.
Michaelis jerked his head at the door. Hammers clanged. A brief silence was followed by the sound of a large object being dragged into place. Drill bits screeched into the metal. A series of ominous clunks sounded through the door.
They are coming through!
Shouted Maxentius Drontio. He cast aside his bolter and drew his bolt pistol and combat knife.
Grenades when they breach! Knives and pistols after!
Justinian dropped his empty gun, keeping as much of his attention as he could spare on the outside, where a new challenger approached Typhus. One of the Grey Knights, a Psycho Lord. Light of uncanny source shone from the angles of his plate. Badges of complex heraldry decorated his pauldrons and ailettes. A nimbus of warp energy played about his head, and his great halberd gleamed with arcane power. The noises outside the bunker reached their culmination.
Stand ready! Said Maxentius Drontio.
In the bailey, the Psycho Lord and Typhus fought, much as Devaro had fought before. The Psycho Lord matched Typhus in sorcery, and the air was rent with demonic screams and wails as they contested for each other's souls. A loud tolling sounded outside the door, distracting Justinian from the duel in the bailey. When he glanced through the firing slit again, he saw the librarian thrust hard. With an unearthly cry, Typhus staggered, the glittering spear of his foe run through his armor. Thin red blood leaked from the wound. Psychic power burst from the weapon, and the traitor reeled. He had time to contemplate victory before the door to the bunker exploded inwards. The last he saw was red-hot fragments of metal ripping Michaelis apart, then a blinding light as the explosion engulfed him, then nothing.